morning, time for Lon and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Grandpappy Spears has a mysterious ability to correctly guess what's in the unlabeled cans in the Jotham Down store. This almost ruined Lum and Abner's grab bag sale, and it was threatening their solvency. So, to prevent Grandpap from hauling off wheelbarrows full of canned goods, Lum had threatened to get out an injunction, restraining him from entering the store. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Most of you know this Alka-Seltzer rhyme because you've heard it many times on this program. It goes like this. When your tablets get down to four...
That's the time to buy some more.
Well, you certainly know it all right.
Oh, sure. That's my guide for buying Alka-Seltzer. But you know, I think you ought to add a couple of lines to that rhyme.
You do? Well, what would you suggest?
Well, how's this? Get an extra package, too. That's the wisest thing to do.
Well, marvelous. An extra package of Alka-Seltzer means extra assurance of extra effective relief when you have an occasional headache, acid indigestion, muscular aches, or the headachy, feverish feeling of a cold. You never know where or when you'll need Alka-Seltzer's relief. Now, you may be out driving.
Oh, I have a rhyme for that, too.
Well, good.
An extra package in your car. When you need it, there you are.
Well, that's grand. But suppose you're on a train or out shopping.
All right. An extra package in your bag helps when headache makes you lag.
Well, that's great. And now, can you give me a rhyme about what everyone should buy an extra package of?
Sure. It's fast relief all druggists sell, sir. An extra package of Alka-Seltzer.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their Jotham Down store. The customer is just leaving.
Listen. Now, come in again, Miss Blevins. Glad you had such good luck.
What do you mean, glad she had such good luck? Told us this keeps up, Lon, me and you are going to be out of business here by sundown.
I know it. What do you reckon's got into the folks around here? They all can't be that lucky.
Well, out of the last dozen customers we've had in here, though, I bound you every one of them gets right on four out of five cans.
Yeah, up till today, hardly anybody ever got one right.
No?
Except in Grandpap, of course.
Yeah, that's farming.
Looks like now it never done us no good to run him out of here.
Did you get out that injunction again?
Oh, no. I never actually aimed on doing that. You said that'd scare him. Had to keep him out of here some way.
Well, it sure worked. He ain't been back here since. Oh, he was mad when he left out of here yesterday.
Yeah, he probably oughtn't have laid it on him so strong, but with him, that's about the only way you can get any reason.
Oh, sick-headed.
But now, with the way everybody else is guessing, we're worse off than we was when we just had him to put up with.
Well, Douglas, I just don't understand how they're doing it. Looks to me like me and you are the only two fellas in this whole town that can't figure out what's in them cans. And we're the owners.
Yeah, I was noticing there's some numbers and letters stamped on the bottom of some of them cans. Stamped right in the middle. I wonder if they could tell anything by that.
Oh, what's it saying?
Oh, say nothing. Just different numbers and letters. H176, stuff like that. I couldn't make nothing out of them.
Well, neither can Grandpap. Or them that's been in here today, Lum, for they don't look at the bottom of the can. They just stand off there and point to some can, say, tomatoes. So if you open it up, that's what it is, tomatoes.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't even pick up the cans and shake them like they used to.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
Here, wait a minute. There comes another customer. Now, just watch and see if we can find out how they do it.
Oh, there's bound to be some trick about it.
I know. That's Mousy Gray, huh? Hey, howdy, Mousy.
Yeah, come on in, Mousy. What can we do for you today?
Oh, I just wanted to get some canned goods.
That's what I figured.
Jesse sent me over.
Natural.
Yes, sir.
All right, Mousy, go ahead. Take your pick.
Yeah, what are you going to choose, Mousy? I'm going to watch this.
Mousy, do you want to look at the bottom of the cans for any reason?
No, sir, I don't believe I do. I'll take that one right there on the lower shelf there.
This one?
Yes, sir, that's it. Canned corn, cream stuff.
All right. Here you are, Abner. Open it up.
Yeah, give it here. Give it here.
I see you brung two fruit jars with you, Mousy. You must want something else.
Yes, sir. I'll take that end can there on the middle shelf. That's apricot.
All right. Here's another one for you to open, Abner. What's in that first one?
Canned corn. Natural.
Hmm. Cream style.
Corn.
Hmm. Well, hurry up with the other one, Abner. Here, Mousy, you have to pour the stuff into the fruit jar yourself.
Yes, sir.
Say, Mousy, this house...
Hey, apricot.
Yes.
Hand me that other jar. I'll pour this one for you, Mousy.
Mousy, would you mind telling me just how did you know how to guess what was in them cans?
Oh, just luck, I guess, well.
Luck, huh?
Yes, sir. I guess this is just my lucky day.
Hmm.
Here you are, Mousy.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, I better be getting home. So long.
Yeah, so long, Mousy. Wait a minute, you ain't paid it. No, that's right, you get the stuff free as long as you get right. Come back again, Mousy.
But not too soon. He never missed one, either. Generally, they miss on one or two leastways.
I wonder if it could just be luck.
With everybody doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, that couldn't be long.
It is hard to believe.
Why, sure.
But in anything that has a chance to it, you always got to reckon with the law of averages. And at first, everybody...
What law is that, Mellon?
Law of averages. See, at first, everybody's missing, so now it's changed to where they're all guessing right. Or most of the time, they are.
Yeah, well, I never heard of that law before, though. When did they pass that?
Well, they never passed it, Abner. It
voted it down, huh? Well, we better tell the folks around here.
Oh, no. The idea... Wait a minute, there comes another customer. It's just Cedric.
Yeah. All right, Dobie, if that Cedric comes in here and guesses right, then I'll agree with you that it must just be luck. Because he can't figure out nothing for himself, I know that. Howdy, Cedric. You going to buy some canned goods?
Yes, Mom, I sure am. Boy.
Well, all right. What do you want? What are you going to pick?
Oh, I'm going to take, well, I'll be doggone.
What's the matter?
I'll be back later.
Yeah, well, hey, wait a minute, Cedric.
I'll be back.
Well, what got into him?
No telling. No telling.
Maybe he just feared that law was voted down. What do you call that, man?
The law of averages. But that ain't no law like you vote on, Abner. It's just something that is. I mean, well, it's like the law of gravity.
Gravity?
Yeah.
I never heard of that law, neither. Was that voted down, too?
No.
What's that about? Gravel? Falling gravels on the main road or something?
No, gravity ain't got nothing to do with gravel.
It ain't.
It's a law that says if you throw something up in the air, it comes down to the ground.
Well, there's the silliest law I ever heard of. Who got that thing up? Everything just natural comes down. If you throw it up in the air long, it ain't going to hang up there.
Well, that's what I mean. That's just the way things are actual air, a natural law.
Well, they don't need to pass a law for that. I don't see.
Abner, can't you get it through your head that I don't mean that kind of a law? Now, just take it up and I'll explain it to you.
Just go right ahead. I want to hear it. Wait a minute. There comes Cedric back.
And where he went to?
Yeah, no telling. What happened to you, Cedric?
Oh, nothing. I just forgot something, Gall. Well, let's see. I'll take that can right there.
Huh?
Ripe olives. Jumbo mammoth size, I think.
This one here?
This one.
All right. We'll just open it up and see, young man.
Oh, you needn't bother to open it. That's what's in it, all.
No, you don't get away with that now.
Just a minute, Cedric. What makes you so sure you know what's in that can?
Oh, just know, Gall. I'm a good guesser.
Yeah, we'll see about that. My dog is... It is olive, Mom.
Yeah.
Here, take it, Cedric. You bring a fruit jar with you?
No, Mama. I'll just eat them this way. Well, so long. I'll be in again when I need something else.
All right. Don't hurry. I'd still like to know why he come in here once and then went right out again. Wonder if that had anything to do with him guessing right.
Oh, I don't see how it could.
Well, Mom, there's got to be some way he did it now. I know it ain't that law you was telling me about, the one on them gravities. Cedric don't know what laws they pass and what ones they ain't.
Well, just sit down and let me explain that to you.
I'd love to hear it.
Gravity just means that everything, when it falls towards the earth. It ain't no regular law like they got in the statute book.
Well, I'm glad you finally admitted it.
It was discovered by a fella named Isaac Newton, I think. You've heard of Isaac Newton, ain't you?
No. He make them figs?
No.
Oh, he's that fisherman fella they always tell about.
No, that was Walton.
Walton Newton?
No, Isaac Walton.
Well, who's this fella Newton you're talking about?
He's the fella that discovered gravity. The idea that things fall downwards.
You mean before that things fell upwards? Oh, because he started a good thing there. If something started falling up, you never would find it again.
No, they had it before then, even. But he was the one that figured it out.
Well, no, me, it don't seem to me it'd take much brains to figure that out.
No, but you see, he was the one that gave it the name of gravity, I think.
Well, no.
Figured out a big, long rigmarole about it.
Huh.
See, one day he was sitting under a tree, and an apple fell down, hit him on the head. And...
Was the apple tree?
Natural.
Oh, well, no wonder.
That's when he decided there was a law of gravity.
Well, you can't put no details in what he'd tell you.
Well, why can't you?
Law, my feller's just been hit on top of the head. You can't take his word for nothing.
Abner, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Well, I never done it. I never shook the tree.
Isaac Newton was a famous scientific. Well, for goodness sake. Wonder what's the matter with Miss Pomeroy.
Somebody hit her on the head with apple?
No, she started to come in the store, and all of a sudden she stopped and headed around to the side.
Oh.
That's the same direction Cedric went in. Look out the side window there, Abner, and see if you can see anything.
Well, all right, I'll look, but I know there ain't nothing out there for me to see.
Oh, no, it just seems peculiar to me that she'd start in here the way she did and then turn...
Well, I'll be dead blamed. There's Grandpappy Sears out there alone.
Grandpappy?
Yeah, he's sitting on a camp stool and he's talking to Miss Pomeroy. Oh, it looks like he's got a sign or some kind standing there beside of him.
Sign? What does he say? Can
well,
you read
I
it?
I ain't sure. Wait a few moves over a little bit. I can't see now. Yeah, now I can see it. Says, stop here for advice on how to get your canned goods free. 10 cents a chip.
Why, that old goat.
Huh.
No wonder everybody's guessing right today. That old varmint's tipping them off.
Right, Dobies, I'm going out there and hit him on top of the head with something, but it ain't going to be an apple. Or if it is, I ain't going to take him out of the box.
Well, that clears up part of the mystery, but it still doesn't explain Grandpap's apparently psychic powers. So be sure to join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.